Okay, all right, ladies. I know some of you maybe have gone to some sessions that might have touched on some of the things. Obviously, we're trying to drive some stuff home this weekend in us. This group is about our value and worth. You know that. But we just want to talk to you about that today a little bit. This is Katie. She's co-leading this group with me. She's pretty shy, so I kind of make her come up here. But she's all right. She did good. She spoke. But this is, I feel like value and worth, what's my value, what's my worth? It's every woman's question for sure. I think it's everybody's question. Women really deal with it a lot more, I think, just because we're a little bit more insecure usually. And there's just a lot that culture throws at us that tells us we're not valuable or not worth something. So this is something that a lot of women, you know, struggle with and have those questions and deal with. And I want to open up first with prayer, just to get us prepared. God, we are just in awe of who you are, God. We're so humbled that you speak to us, that you reveal things to us, that you change us, that you don't allow us to stay where we're at, God, that you mold us into something new. And we're seeking you today on these topics. And I just pray that you would open up our hearts, that we would hear you, God, that you would speak to us. You're a loving Father, and you speak to us with a loving voice, God. You speak to us with care. God, I just come against any feelings of condemnation or failure, or that, you know, we are not going to ever overcome these things in our lives. That's a lie, and I just come against that. I just pray that today we would really just hear your heart on this topic. In Jesus' name, amen. So to start, Katie and I just really wanted to share kind of our issues with value and worth, things that we've dealt with. And this whole weekend, I think you can see a trend of us as women trying to be really raw in front of you, really just like no facade. Even though I'm a pastor, I don't have it all together. I don't know what I'm doing at the time, but God is showing me. And especially on this, I'm a pretty confident girl. If you know me, I'm pretty confident. I don't really care much about what you think of me in a good way, you know, like, yeah, that's fine. But I realized that I was far off in this topic. And when I decided I wanted to speak on this topic, I thought I would be really, like, I knew I was ready. And what God has shown me in studying for this is that I was not. And I'm so excited to share because he revealed to me just so much, and it's awesome. So I'm really excited to share with you that. But to start, I just wanted to kind of tell you about my issues with value and worth, what I've dealt with. Pretty much my whole life, it's been my weight and fashion stuff, you know, like what I'm wearing and what's in my house, just stuff. I just shop a lot. It's a problem. But that gives me value. It gives me worth. You know, if I have a great house and cute stuff, if I've got great clothes and whatever, that's what's giving me my value. And especially the scale, too. That scale just determines my value and worth. If I step on one day and the weight is down, I'm like, yeah, I'm worth something. Like, look what I did. And the next day, I might be carrying some water weight, and it's up 5 pounds, and I feel totally worthless. Totally, like, I have no value. Those have been the issues in my life that I've dealt with feeling my value and worth, the major ones. I mean, really, everything can swing you one way or the other and not feel worth something or worth, you know, have value. But for me, those have been the two major ones in my life. And Katie is going to share kind of hers, too. Yeah,
this is so awkward to like say this twice.
It is a little bit hard. Like,
first it was just like, yeah, and I'm like, do I really?
Yeah, just blah.
So yeah, my issues. I mean, I've really struggled since probably I was early teens with like just vanity, basically, but kind of not like, oh, look at me, more like, don't look at me, or. So I've had, you know, my share of, like, eating disorders, or going from not eating to binge eating to, you know, just in between. So definitely the scale has played a huge issue in my value. Athleticism, you know, started working out. So that plays a role. A huge one, though, is how other people see me, especially my husband. So, you know, if he's having a bad day, I've felt completely worthless, or if he's bought me something, or, you know, then I'm like, oh, okay, I'm worth something to somebody. And so those are probably my
major ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Oh, I love it. I'm really not a speaker either. That's why I have my notes and everything.
You did great.
Oh, okay. You're a good speaker. Well, all right, I'm a good speaker.
Okay. I'm going to own it.
I know. I don't like how we always put ourselves down so much either, you know. I don't normally speak, but I can speak. I'm going to speak. All right. So in doing this study and coming up with a message, I just was rocked. I mean, it's just cool when you really want to seek God on something. Man, he really reveals. And it's in a good way. I mean, he's loving about it. You know, it was... Anyways, yeah, but I was like, dang, I am off. I'm so far off in this area. So I like to look up the meaning of words when I'm going to share, you know, something and I'm teaching. So I looked up first value. Value is importance and amount as of goods, services, or money. So we think that. So what's the value? Oh, it's worth this much money, or, oh, I could trade these services for that. This is the value. And then when I look up worth, it says usefulness or importance to your possessor. And that is what really struck my heart, your possessor. And I thought, okay, so worth. So my usefulness to my possessor. My importance to my possessor. What's my possessor? What's possessing me? Whatever's possessing me is giving me my worth or lack of, giving me my value. So that's the first, like, root you got to get to. The first thing you got to find out. And that's my first point. Who is possessing you? Or what is possessing you?
What
is possessing
you?
Who is possessing you? What is possessing you? What is giving, like for me, really was the scale. The scale was possessing me. I weighed myself in the morning. I went to the bathroom. I weighed myself again. Did it go down a little? I mean, just, it was possessing me. It's what I thought about. And that was giving me my worth, my value. And when I read that possessor, so let's go to possessor. The possessor is a person who owns something. So I'm owned. There's a possessor. It's giving me value and worth. I'm owned by something, someone. Who is it? What is it? It was not God. It has not been God, really, if I'm really, truly honest, because I haven't felt my value and worth. And if I had the possessor right, I would have felt that. So what is possessing me that's making me just swing, you know, back and forth? But one day I feel like I'm worth a lot, and the next day I feel worthless. And I feel strong and like I'm going to go out and conquer the world, and the next day I just want to sleep in my pajamas all day. You know, like, what is it that's possessing me and keeping me in check with my value and worth and really showing me that? What owns me? And that's where you're finding your value and worth. And I want this to be a study where you go home and you really, like, take these questions and you really think, okay, what is possessing me? It's so good to get to the root of something when you expose it, and it's not meant to be to make you feel bad or to get down on yourselves like we do. You know, it's easy to go, I'm the worst, I'm a failure. That's not what this is about. You got to get there so you can figure out what's possessing me. I got to get rid of it, and I need to replace it with what's right. So I realized that it was not God possessing me. It was culture, vanity, beauty, people's opinions. So naturally my worth was determined by what the scale said, if I had the latest fashions, if Paul did enough for my birthday. Sometimes he's not great in that area, but that's okay, right? But it wasn't. I put so much worth in that. You only gave me a card? Just a card? And other women are like, I wish my guy'd give me a card, you know, but I put so much value and worth in that. And so I was disappointed. I felt worthless. Those types of things, you know, we all can think of different things in our lives that happens, but I can never feel truly valuable by those things. Those are imperfect things. Like, those are imperfect. You know, you cannot get your value more from that. Only God can fill it. Only God can answer that question, am I worth anything? Let's go to Romans 12, 1 through 3. If you have your Bible, go there, or you can write it down. Go there later, but I am going to read it. Romans 12, 1 through 3. You want to read this first. Okay. I read from the message. It's just a little bit more simple. I mean, I'm not super, like I said, brainy. So this is really nice. Straight to the point. I like that. So I'm going to read that that version today. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level and the maturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. What I love about this scripture for this topic is we live in a culture that tells us our value and worth is on everything but God. So how you look, how much money you bring in, how educated you are. What kind of family you have? Are you the Pinterest mom? Do you have the best parties? And are you like, I mean, there's just so much telling us what our value and worth is in culture. But that's not what God says. And so here it says, don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. And we've become that. We've taken on that, what culture tells us worth and value is. And that's what we believe. And that is not true. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you. So basically, don't be like the culture around you. So my second point, that's just, I'm sorry, it's kind of random. But yeah, that goes with that. And I just want us to, when you're thinking about your value and worth, that if it's lining up with what culture says, then it's not lining up with what God says. And you've got to remember that. It's crazy. Man, we get so caught up in culture. And it's so hard because we live in this culture. It's all around us, you know. And it's a daily thing that you've got to be asking God, seeking God. Because you will walk out of your... Not even. You'll turn your TV on. You'll get your mail. Whatever it is. There's a magazine. There's something that's going to show you you're worthless. If you're not this, you're worthless. You have no value. So we've got to be totally in the Word and in his presence daily to be able to battle this. My second point is, do you know your possessor? So we get to the point where we're like, okay, this has been possessing me and this is wrong. Okay. So now I know who my possessor should be. But do I know him? So I know who it should be. It should be God. Totally. But do I know him? So I want to go to Matthew 16, 15 through 19 now. Okay, yeah, take your time.
I'm sorry, Matthew 15?
No. 16, 15 Oops. Through 19.
Okay, sorry.
No, that's okay. This is, Jesus is talking to his disciples here. And he asked them a question. He said, he pressed them, how about you? Who do you say I am? Simon Peter, one of his disciples, said, you're the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus came back. God bless you, Simon, son of Jonah. You didn't get that answer out of books or from teachers. My Father in heaven, God himself, let you in on the secret of who I really am. And now I'm going to tell you who you are. You really are. You are Peter, a rock. This is the rock on which I will put together my church, a church so expansive with energy that not even the gates of hell will be able to keep it out. So when Simon Peter knew who God was, who Jesus was, he now shows him who he is. So we're looking for value and worth, and if we don't know who God is, then we don't know who we are. And I love that he renames him too. He drops the Simon off and he calls him Peter, and he tells him he's a rock. He gives him purpose. He gives him his future. He shows him his value and worth and what he's going to use him for. But the first question was, who am I? And he answered who he was. He knew who he was. And after that, then Jesus showed him who he was, who Peter was. And I think for us, like, it's such a simple concept, but being in the Word daily is going to give us that revelation of who we are and our value and our worth and what God says over us, what God speaks over us, giving us purpose, giving us our worth. He gives him a promise. He tells him what he's going to do with his life. So the last couple of weeks in reading this and doing this, I have finally grasped this for the first time ever. I was telling the last group too, it's crazy. Like, I'm totally different. Last night, if you were here, like me leading, I don't like to lead worship at all. Like, my husband does that, and I just kind of sing backgrounds and I'll lead one song. Usually, I'm going to throw up some. I'm just so nervous. I'm like shaking like a leaf. And last night, I was not even nervous at all. Not at all. And that's not me. That's because I now know my value and my worth is in Him. So even if I would have been terrible and maybe I missed notes and whatever, I don't care. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And I didn't do that. God has done that in me. I beat my scale with a hammer. I threw it out. I don't have one anymore. Awesome. Took me a couple weeks to like not be like, what do I weigh? What does the scale say? I mean, seriously, like I battled with that so bad. Like I needed my worth in that. I feel like I'm a little bit thinner. I feel a little bit down. I just want to know, just to validate. Give me that worth. Give me that value. Show me I am worth something. And I had to break that in my mind because that's not what it is. That's not what gives me my value. It's not what gives me my worth. It's awesome. I mean, I'm telling you, if you seek Him daily, I've been setting my alarm. I don't like to get up early, but God asked me to seek Him, and I have little kids, and they wake up at 7, so if I don't do it at 6, I'm not doing it. I say I'll do it, but we've got TV on and whatever, toddlers. So I've been setting my alarm at 6, and I've been getting up reading and praying, and you guys, it's changed my life. I have never known my value and worth like I do now, and it's because I'm seeking Him, and He is giving it to me. And if you don't have that time in your day, you've got to find time. You've got to make time. And I did it once or twice a week. I'd try to find time, but it's daily. We battle this daily. We battle these things daily.
Yes, we do.
And we can't think that we can get by with doing it on our own unless we're in the Word daily.
Can I throw something
in? Yeah, come on.
So I heard her say this at the last thing, and I was just like, oh my gosh, it's so right, because when I kind of had the same revelation as her, I was in Colorado, and like I was really kind of alone, and so I spent a lot of time in the Word, because I was trying to figure out what is going on with me, and so the only thing I could think of was to go to God.
Yeah.
So I was reading and praying first thing every morning before everybody got up. I just trying to figure out what was going on, and that's when the revelation really came, and my value started like coming through, and I was like, oh, it was just like a shock.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last few weeks, I've just been busy. Kids are up right when I'm up for school. You know, I get up at 6:20, and they're up, and then I've got stuff going on during the day, and then dance classes at night, and I have not picked up the Bible, except for maybe I'll try to fit in a chapter every now and then, very rarely. And I started really going off onto, okay, I need to work out more. Mm-hmm. I need to whatever, X, Y, Z, fill in the blank, be more artistic. Like, I was so down on myself. Mm-hmm. Like, I was trying to, so I totally, totally agree with the Word is, that's key, just dig it in. So, anyway.
No, it's good. Well, and our mind, like I was saying to the last group, our minds are so, they're rough. They're mean to us. The way we talk to ourselves, it is mean. We need God to speak loving words over us. We need Him to give us our value and worth. I need that. Like, I can't muster it up myself, and I can't ask my husband to give it to me, and I can't ask my kids to give it to me, and I can't ask my job to give it to me. I have got to have God speaking these words over me, especially if you deal with value and worth and, like, really feeling worthless at times, or, like, you have no value. Only God's going to fill that. Only God. My third point, so you now know He needs to be your possessor. You need to know Him. But about that, your mind, you need to believe your possessor. In the Bible, when I've been looking through stuff about value and worth, I came to all these scriptures about Jesus saying, you know, that He cares about the sparrows. Talking about the sparrows. If I care about the sparrows, how much more do I care about you? Talking about sparrows. And He kept saying sparrows, at least in my version. And I was like, sparrows? Why does He keep using sparrows? You know, why doesn't He just say a different kind of bird? I don't know. So I look up sparrows in the encyclopedia. I wanted to know, what's a sparrow like? Why does He keep using that? This is really cool, because sparrows are like the worst bird ever. They're like nothing. They are difficult to keep. They're not colorful. Their songs are unremarkable. They're not very beneficial. They're kind of pesky, and they're small. So they're just like a dumb bird. Like, they don't count for much. They don't sing pretty. You know, like, he could have said a parrot or parakeet or something. Like, you know, a bird that talks to you and is beautiful. And no, he picked the worst little nothing bird that if it weren't here would be fine. But he loves that bird. He says he does. And then he says, if I care about that bird, the dumb bird, how much more do I care about you? And he calls us daughters. So we have to believe what he says, and he says it. And he says it three times. I have scriptures for that. I want you to write those down so you can look. Matthew 6, 25 through 34. Luke 12, 6 and 7. Verse 6 and 7. And then Matthew 10, 29 through 31. And so, yeah, you got to believe what he's saying to you. And I liked the last session too. We talked about how there's so many things that, you know, we're praying for that whatever in our lives that are keeping us from feeling our value and worth. And there's just so many things that bog us down that tell us that we're not able, we're not capable, whatever. And when we are putting God first, and we are just trusting in him, those things just kind of like don't, they just fall away. Like I said, even the singing thing, I was so excited to worship, I just didn't even care if I sounded good. And that's the point you want to get to, where you are so following after the heart of God, and he's speaking into your life, and he's giving you words of encouragement, and he's giving you your value and worth, that all of those things that are on your mind, weight loss, your husband's or lack of husband, or your kids, or your jobs, or all the things that are not giving you your value and worth, they just become not as big of a deal. Like, my weight has not been, in the last couple weeks, it's not been a big deal, because my focus has shifted into the right place now, you know? And I encourage you so much to just try me. Just try me. Start reading your word every day. Start praying every day. Start asking God to give you fresh revelation in this area. Ask him to sing his song of love over you and value and worth, and he will. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing. He will.